Members of the American Legion, the largest veterans service organization in the country, will be very visible today at Memorial Day parades and ceremonies. Spectators might notice members of these organizations skew older. WHYY's Hemina Condi reports, as the American Legion celebrates a century of service, posts in the Philadelphia area are aiming to attract younger members.
Well, he was born in 1844 and died in 1910.
So he's almost 20 years old.
A week before the parades and ceremonies, three members of the American Legion, Latin American Post, combed through a cemetery in North Philadelphia, looking for the tombstones of soldiers who fought in the Civil War. The Vietnam-era group replaces tattered American flags with new ones as part of their Memorial Day preparations. Post Commander Daryl Johnson says attracting younger vets is hard.
Well, I mean, there's some misconceptions. Some people believe that, you know, a lot of these American Legion and VFW posts are places where you just sit around and drink and socialize and talk about war stories.
While there is some drinking and telling of war stories, posts also raise money for college scholarships, organize blood donations, and run area basketball leagues. Pennsylvania has one of the highest numbers of American Legion members, though the state is not immune to a national drop in membership. The state had more than 900 American Legion posts in 1975. Today, that number is just about 720. Philadelphia has been especially hit hard, losing more than half of its posts in that time. The city has 45 remaining.
It's not like people quit the organization. They kind of moved on. They moved to other areas or, you know, the posts no longer exist in that area.
Kit Watson is department adjutant for the Pennsylvania American Legion. He's tried to help revitalize some posts in Philadelphia. Watson says many people moved to the suburbs. There are also fewer people serving in the military nowadays. Still, posts are brainstorming how to attract new members. Back at the cemetery, Johnson says he's heard making your brick-and-mortar post non-smoking helps.
Because a lot of these younger veterans went through an environment where smoking really wasn't permitted. And if you could, you know, provide free Wi-Fi on your in your posts, because many of those young generations, you know, are so adept with technology.
Don Minnick is vice commander of the Jesse Sobey Post in Langhorne, Bucks County. The post is celebrating its 100th birthday, but also lost several members this year. Membership dogs Minnick's mind, too. The post has some 250 members and organizes a large Memorial Day parade. Jesse Sobey's recruiting tactic is to make the post as visible as possible. The parade's just part of it.
We're not trying to get them to come in and paint the building and put the floor down. You know, we just want them to be, let them know that we're thinking about them because they did the same thing we did.
Still, Minnick understands why young people aren't rushing to join their ranks now. He says they're probably raising kids and helping out with activities like scouting. That's what he did. He's a Vietnam-era vet who didn't join the Legion until 5 years ago.
I'm that young guy that had too much going on.
Walter Davidson is junior vice commander of the Jesse Sobey Post, and he joined 15 years ago. He says without new veteran blood, through the aging process, the post would cease to exist.
They won't have an organization to join for mutual support, camaraderie.
If that happens, all of the memorabilia in places like the Jesse Sobey Post could potentially be lost. But members of the post are hopeful. This Memorial Day, one of their newest members who served in Afghanistan will be the guest speaker, double amputee Kevin McCloskey. Hemina Condi, WHYY News.